The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Alrighty, on this episode of Something Major, it's the Grand Slam episode. We're going to talk Rafael Nadal tribute. We're going to do round one recap of the French Open, and we're going to do some round two predictions. Let's start the show. Alright everyone, welcome back. It's Sam Querrey, Steve Johnson, John Isner, Jack Sock. This is Something Major. We did this at the Australian Open. Oh, also, we got Charlie Fox and the team at SIFT. I left them out, but they're in now. This is Something Major. We did this at the Australian Open. We're going to do recaps after each round. So Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and so on. I'm live on the grounds here at Roland Garros, as you can see behind me. That's just the poll, but you can maybe hear the atmosphere. Joao Fonseca, my favorite player, just won. John Isner is also here, although he is in his hotel room down the street. Stevie Jack back stateside. Let's start with Jack. Let's start with the stateside guys. The Rafael Nadal tribute. It was 3 days ago, two days ago. John and I were here, so we didn't like watch it necessarily on the TV. We're on the grounds. Did you guys watch it on TV? Jack, can we start with you? Did you give that a look?
Yeah, actually on my flight yesterday, I looked it up on YouTube and watched the, I guess, condensed version of it and watched pretty 30 minutes of it and kind of fast forward through the speech. But yeah, I wanted to see when Roger and Novak and Andy came out. And I think we all knew that was going to happen. Somebody had said that on social media that they're going to be there. But yeah, I think the entire thing was obviously incredible. It was cool to see a lot of other players there sitting in the stands, paying their tribute, obviously, to him and all the success he had at Roland Garros. And then, obviously, the footprint on the court and that whole thing was unexpected. I didn't know that was coming. I don't think any of us probably did. I don't think he did either. And you can see him get super emotional, and that's unbelievable. I think he's always going to have his footprint there. That's always going to be on center court there at the French Open. So, yeah, overall, an incredible ceremony, I thought, and obviously beyond well-deserved for the king of that tournament.
Yeah, it was cool. He basically cried the whole time. It was like 45 minutes of crying. I thought the coolest part was when actually like Roger, Novak, and Murray came out. They almost like opened the doors and the three of them were standing there like gladiators.
Yeah.
And cool for them to come out and be a part of that ceremony. So yeah, he'll have that footprint there forever. Let's get into some matches. Go to Stevie. I want to talk about the upsets first. First round upsets. Our boy Taylor Fritz, friend of the pod, one of the first guests, loses to Altmaier. Cam Nori beats Medvedev. Francisco Cerundolo goes out. And Joao Fonseca just gave Hubie Hurkacz an absolute beatdown about 5 minutes ago.
You got his name right. Congratulations.
Yeah, yeah. It's not Hurkacz. It's Hurkacz. Stevie, I just gave you four big upsets. Are any of those surprising to you? Or is those all just kind of like, all right, I can see it happening?
Yeah, three of the four, not overly surprised, but the one that surprises me is the Fritz one and the way it kind of happened. Look, he got absolutely roadhouse in the last couple sets. I was watching that on Sunday. Now I'm getting my days mixed up. I believe he lost Sunday, day one. And I mean, Altmaier was playing incredible. He is very comfortable on the clay. He is somebody that plays a lot of tennis on the dirt. But he just was taking his backhand line, moving Fritz around, kind of just roadhousing winners. And it just looked like Fritz had zero answers, which doesn't happen too often. One of the biggest strengths of Taylor would be his confidence and his belief in himself in winning these matches, even when he is up against the wall like he was there. And towards the end of that, most of the four set, actually, it just felt like he had really no belief that he was going to win that, which was more surprising. That was more surprising than the loss, if that makes any sense, because Taylor is somebody that never lacks confidence, which is a huge attribute to why he has been so successful the last so many years.
Yeah. Were you here on site today? The Medvedev-Nori match? Yes. You get a glimpse of that? Take us through that rundown.
Okay, so Medvedev served for the first set. Looked to be comfortable. Served for it at, 5-3. Gets broken. Loses 7-5 the first set. And then he goes down 4-0 in the second set. So he goes on an L8 from 5-3 up in the first set to 4-0 down in the second set. But he was losing his mind. Lost the 3-0 game to go down 4-0. And all of a sudden, something like clicked in him. And he started totally focusing and started not acting up on the court. He almost comes back in the second set. He gets one of the breaks back, but he goes down two sets to love. And then he wins sets 3 and 4 pretty comfortably. Gets up a break in the fifth set. Actually serves for the match. Is that right, Sam? I think he served for the match. Served for the match at 5-4. In the fifth, doesn't serve it out. Cam holds and Cam breaks and wins 7-5 in the fifth. The last time I peaked at that match, he was up 4-3 a break. I'm just assuming he's going to close the match out. And then 30 minutes later, I look at the score and I see he lost 7-5. So credit to him for sticking in there, down two sets to love. But he had a chance to serve out the first set and had a chance to serve out the match and was unable to do so. He's going to be stewing over that loss for sure.
Yes, for a long time. Another big one, Francisco Cerúndolo, just like ultimate dirt baller, loses. And it's kind of funny. He's the good Cerúndolo.
You did say that on TV, yes.
You said that on TV.
And the bad Cerúndolo, Juan Manuel Cerúndolo, his brother won. So they can have a little debate at home on over who is now the good Cerúndolo, if they want to do that. Jack, going over to the big guns, Alcaraz wins, Sinner wins. Zverev wins, Djokovic wins. Just, I guess I'll say, like, you surprised that all of them won like so easily? Zverev's kind of been struggling. Novak was struggling up until last week, or I don't know, they look good.
Yeah, I think they just look good. Obviously, I think it's weird to say, but I think if any of those guys, probably if Novak maybe had struggled, I don't think we'd be as surprised as Sinner and Alcaraz. I think we thought they'd be pretty routine, but not surprised on any of those, to be honest. I think the most surprising part of that whole thing was Sinner's outfit. Not any of the results. Yeah. So
he looks like a 5-year-old.
Yeah, you should wear that on the golf course, not on the tennis court. I don't know what that is.
He looks like a Lego piece or something.
Dude, yeah. My wife texted me. She was like, I'm going to get that outfit for the boys.
Joking?
No, I don't. I mean, no, I think she might.
It's the one time I would say the Fila stuff looks better than that, but.
yeah. Gosh. Other other U.S. players win. Tommy Paul won. Ben Shelton won in 5 against Sonego and then was supposed to play the night match tomorrow night, as in Wednesday night here in Paris. Gaston pulled out. So Shelton is now into the third round and will have 4 full days off of tennis, whether that's good or bad. Sunday, Friday. Stevie, you like that for him?
After like a little ankle thing as well for him or whatever happened.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. After the ankle thing.
I just want to know what John's reaction is to somebody just getting like a walkover the day before. I mean, it's never happened in John's career in 1,000 matches. Ugh. And I feel like whenever I do see something like this happens, my first reaction is always to text John and be like, how annoyed is he right now that this guy just doesn't even have to play? I mean, Ben was going to win that match, but...
I think so, yeah. But it just feels good, right? Like, just no stress.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
All right, I got 2 more days off after having 2 days off.
Ethan Quinn today playing Dimitrov, down 2-0, and like Dimitrov kind of hurt himself. Ended up Ethan Quinn loses or wins the third set, then gets a default. Dimitrov is now pulled out of, in consecutive order, Wimbledon, the U.S. Open, the Australian Open, and the French Open. Four consecutive pullouts at four straight Grand Slams.
He pulled out against you, Stevie, at Wimbledon. At what was the score?
He won the first set, then it was like one all. And then I got so incredibly tight, like, because he couldn't move. And I was up two breaks in the second set. I think I gave one back because I like just was so nervous. And then eventually he pulled out. I think I maybe was up a break in the third set or something like that. But yeah, it's just troubling times for Grigor. I don't know. I don't know if it's just, I mean, playing 3 out of 5. I don't know. It's a bummer to see for four straight slams that he has to retire. I mean, he is getting older for sure, but he is somebody that we all know puts in an incredible amount of time and effort on his body, on his fitness. So this has got to be very frustrating for him as somebody who is usually very, you know, thorough with his craft of, you know, getting his body in the right place.
Yeah. The rest of the American males crushed it, right? Tiafo wins, Korda wins, Brooksby wins, Ethan Quinn wins, Opelka wins. Emilio Nava wins. Emilio Nava has been moved to the night match tomorrow night, by the way, against Holger Rune. Jack, I feel like the narrative when we played was like, if like three Americans won their first round, it was like, oh my God, just a phenomenal French Open for the Americans. I think we had we had 8 win the first day. I don't have the numbers in front of me. It feels like we had like 12 Americans win. Let's go here. Like, if, do you think we're going to have at least one in the quarterfinals? You think one of those guys I just named will make a quarter?
Yeah, no, I would think so. I mean, I haven't like looked through the draw thoroughly enough to see, you know, where people
kind of tough draws, all of them actually tough sections.
Okay. Maybe put it 50-50. I mean, but I think, yeah, one of the guys somebody's going to play well and keep the momentum going. Hopefully make, you know, get through the middle of the second week, get to the quarters and see what happens. But yeah, I think you nailed it. You nailed it on the head. I think when we were all playing, it was phenomenal. If a couple of us won a first round there, and they talked about Americans on clay, and now it's obviously the times have changed, and now we have a bunch of guys into the second round, third round with Ben, and hopefully we get a bunch into at least in the second week and see what happens. But yeah, I don't know how the draws look technically, but
yeah, I feel like we're gonna get 3 or 4 in the second week. Let's move over to the women. Friend of the pod, one of our favorite players, Emma Navarro, had a tough go-round here. She went down 6-0, 5-0, got a game, then lost 0-1. And that's all we're going to say. Let's move on to the rest of the results for the women. We don't need to harp on that. The big one, best first-round matchup was Paula Badosa and Naomi Osaka on paper, and it actually lived up to be a good match. John and I watched it. We're here. Stevie, did you get a glimpse of that one? Badosa with the win in 3 sets. Osaka then cried in the press conference after.
That seems to be a normal occurrence for Osaka at the French Open, just crying in press conferences. But no, Badosa was the better player. I think she's more comfortable on clay, and I would take her, I mean, at this stage, 8-9 times out of 10, if Paula can stay healthy. I mean, that's been her big issue the last couple years with her back and whatnot. So but definitely a great first round matchup. You know, both players could potentially go deep in a tournament, but I think Badosa has a much better chance, you know, obviously winning the first round as well, but to go deeper into this tournament, have a chance to make a deep run into the second week.
Yeah. Osaka also looked like an anime character when she was playing with like the little ears on her head. And quite a little breakdown from her. Iga Swiatek, Irina Sabalenka, Jessica Pegula, top seeds cruised. Oh, did you guys see Coco Gauff forget her rackets today?
Yes.
I mean, the French one.
I've never seen that before.
She pulled a tee off. You did that, Jack?
Yep. I went from Chatrier locker room. I went across to one of those first courts on the other side of Longland. Didn't have my rackets in my bag when I was playing Yuri Vesely first round, I think, or something. I got out there, literally got to the court, zipped up in my bag. They were all in my locker room. Had to have Tihan run across, go back to the locker room, grab my rackets, delayed the match by 10 minutes. And then got chopped.
It must be just an American thing.
I've never forgotten my rackets once.
In the 20 years that we've been watching playing tennis, it's happened 3 times. Jack, Francis, and now Coco. You remember how you did in that match, Jack?
I think I lost like 5-5-3 or something, if I had to guess. Yeah, I don't know for sure. I don't know. I don't know the exact games, but yeah.
American women crushed it too. Like I said, Coco won, Pegula won, Madison Keys won, Daniel Collins, Anna Masova, Bernarda Pera, Caroline Dolhide, Eva Jovic, young superstar, Sophia Kennan, Haley Baptiste. Like, the list goes on. So it's an overall like good tournament, I think, for the Americans through round one, or it's one round in.
Early days.
Yeah, you don't want to get too excited. I'm going to move on to a few little previews. We got round two is coming up. Start with John. Jensen Brooksby against Sebastian Korda. American versus American. Brooksby won Houston this year. Korda, the better player on paper. Who you got in that one?
Korda. Korda, straight sets.
All right, moving on.
Sebi, straight sets. He's good at this tournament. He's really good at this tournament.
Is that because he beat you back in the day?
No. He's made the second week here before. He's played Alcaraz pretty tough here before. It's Sebi. I think he could be on to something this week.
All right. Going on to Stevie. Francis Tiafoe versus Pablo Carreño Busta, who was really good like 7 years ago. He's still very good.
This is a good one.
Still very good. Francis not playing great. Carreño Busta not of what he was 7 years ago. Who you got?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good one. Francis got through a tough one in round one. The blue outfit really pops on the clay. That is for sure, watching from my couch here in LA. I still wish he would, you know, Lulu would take the sleeves off of the shirt. I feel like he's losing some of his powers. Once he goes sleeveless, I think he's going to be, take it right back into the top 10. But this is going to be a good one. Pablo is a fantastic, incredible tennis player. He has been hurt the last couple of years, and he is fighting his way back to find some of his best form late in his career. So I like Francis in this match. I think the longer it goes, the more physical it can be. I think that actually might suit Francis well, just because he has played more matches. You know, physically, he is somebody that has not dealt with injuries the last couple of years. And I think he has that ability to kind of out tough people at this moment if he decides that's the way it's going to be. So I like Francis in that one. You know, I'm going to guess like a 4 or even a 5 setter.
All right. Going to Jack's favorite player. That's why I saved this one for him. Tommy Paul versus Martin Fuchsovics. Fuchsovics 2-0 versus Tommy Paul. Does Tommy right the ship?
And I do have a lot of respect. I think Fuchsovics is I think he's actually underrated tennis player. I think he's very, very good. I think when he's playing really well and he's clicking on all cylinders, he's a tough out for anybody really on a lot of every surface. But over the course of 5 sets, they probably play pretty similar, to be honest. Kind of 2 ultimate baseliners, and so I'm gonna just go with the higher ranked guy and one of our guests on the show with Tommy Paul on that one. I think he's gonna finally get his first win against Fuchsovics in three or 4 sets.
Well, like, can you guys hear this behind me right now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't.
That's Gael broke the first game of the second. So.
Did he lose the first? I'm not paying it. I don't have a scoreboard in here.
He lost. Oh, he's going 5 for sure.
Oh, Sam, my gosh. Of course he's going 5.
You're doing the nightcap for TNT, right? So you have to finish after the night match. You wrap up the show. And
I do like
he's going 5.
I do like a pre-show, like a live pre-show at 11 a.m. And then like a post-show live every night that starts at like 11 p.m. or midnight.
You don't get phased though.
12-hour days.
Sam.
No, yeah, literally. Yes.
Are you already getting tired of the media dining dinner?
Yeah. Ooh. I had a bratwurst and a couple French fries tonight when I went down there.
Hey, you got 12 more days.
You got 12 more days of it. One more. Our boy, Richard Gasquet, Dickie Gasquet, part 2 of that interview comes out in a few days. He plays Sinner tomorrow. We're not going to guess who's going to win because it's going to be Sinner. Let's go around real quick. Over, under on game. Actually, I'm going to give the over, under on games, and you guys tell me. I'm going to give games. You tell me over, under. Over, under on games, 8.5. Isner, over, under.
I'm going over.
Over. Stevie.
Under.
Jack.
I think literally just because of the crowd in the moment, I'm going to go with the over. I just think there's going to be
I think it's going to be like 3-2-1 or like 3-2-2.
Yeah. I don't. That's tough, though.
You want to hear something?
All right. Yeah. Well, I was sorry, John. I, I cut you off. Give me your reason why.
He's going to get a set.
Oh, what? Okay.
Wow. Hot take there.
Dickie's going to get a set. He's going to get a set. This is his last match. Leave it all out on the court.
I would love him to get a set.
I would love it.
Yeah, that'd be incredible. He can leave it all out there, but he's not going to win a set. There's just, it's not.
Well, he's not going to win the match. I think he's going to get it. He didn't play that long on center court in his first round, right? His opponent.
Dude, that guy sucked. Holy crap. That guy was so bad.
He was making a lot of mistakes. And so he wasn't making Richard play long points because he was missing a lot. So I think Richard's body is going to feel okay.
That guy was my last win as a professional, okay? So thank you very much.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
All right, yeah, see, sucks.
I would just love to know what is Gasquet going to do to center to even win a set? What could he do?
Yeah, what is he going to do, John? Good question, Jack.
You know what? That's a good question, Jack. I'm trying to think how he's going to do this. He's not going to get any free points on his serve.
He's going to be 9 feet behind the baseline. What is he going to do?
I just think he's going to – look, his movement's going to be okay early on. And he hits such a good – he loves playing on the dirt. It's not about the what he's going to do to affect center. It's the crowd is going to spur him on.
The crowd's not hitting the balls for him, though, and playing against center. The crowd's not doing that. He is. There's nothing he can do.
Center was just down 4-0 double break to Rinder Knech, who has a monster serve, and won 7-5.
Yeah, and –
you've never come back from 4-0 double break.
I mean, everyone can come back from 4-0 double break. It's easy.
Oh,
I'm starting to side with John. Gasquet might have 40 incredible minutes in him where he lays it all on the line and then the body just falls apart.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, fine. So then I still say under. He wins 6 games in the first set and then he goes 1-1-0.
Literally an arm falls off.
Still under 8.5, Sam.
Yeah, you're right. The under could hit still. Let's finish real quick. Back to the Nadal ceremony. Do you guys think that was that better or worse than the Federer ceremony at Laver Cup? Let's go to Jack. Jack was at the Federer ceremony at Laver Cup. Ellie Goulding singing. It's tough because you weren't actually at this one. But which one seemed better to you?
I don't know what.
Feds was in English. I guess that kind of helps.
Feds is nice. I mean, the Ellie Goulding surprise was obviously like incredible, absolutely. And then like. Seeing Novak, everybody was crying. Obviously, the whole thing. I'm gonna go with Rafa's because I think Roger needs a better ceremony. Like I think he deserves a bigger one at some point. He deserves more than maybe. Obviously, it's O2 Arena. It's incredible. You know, Ellie Goulding came out. They did the whole. They just did like a nice video. But I think like this whole thing was planned. Rafa comes out. The other, you know, the big 3/4. Are all out there coming out, you know, coming to see him. I think hopefully they do something for Roger at some point, which I think will, you know, exceed the Laver Cup one. So I'm gonna edge with Rafa's here, just because I think it was planned out, timed. All those guys came out. The whole thing just seemed everyone's in suits. They're looking suave. Yeah, just the whole thing is nice.
Is it crazy? Like, am I having crazy thoughts? Cause I'm watching that ceremony from home. Do they just not name the stadium after Rafa? Like. At this point, look, I know, I get it. Look, I know it's a crazy, I get it. But still.
That's what I was thinking.
You can't do it. I mean.
Hey, do you know who Roland Garros is? Or no, not Roland Garros.
Roland Garros.
Just completely ignore what I just said. Jeez Louise. I don't even know. Who's Philippe Chatrier?
He was like a French tennis player. Like after his playing career, he became a journalist and was the president of the French Tennis Federation for 20 years. But I'm just saying.
It's also not Philip, it's Philippe.
Philippe.
Like, he's got his statue outside. Like, they're doing everything they can to not name it, you know, Rafael Nadal Stadium. Just do it.
No offense to Philippe, but his Grand Slam singles results, guys. French Open, he made a third round in 49. He made a third round of Wimby in 51 and a first round of the US Open in 55.
This Chatrier fella?
Yeah.
How does he? What the hell does he have a stadium?
Doubles in 53.
This is ridiculous.
I know, but I get it. Is that just crazy? Or am I?
You can't. But yes, we get what you're saying. We get what you're saying.
No, you're on. It should be.
I actually thought they might do that during the ceremony.
Because I was having these thoughts by myself, and I'm like, that can't be right. You know, it's not like they would name Roger Federer Stadium in New York or whatever.
I kind of thought they were going to do two.
You could maybe name the court after him, like Philippe Chatrier Stadium, Rafael Nadal Court on Philippe Chatrier.
That's a mouthful for the announcers.
Yeah, you just be like, I'm third on Rafael Nadal Court at the French. That'd be like,
that sounds pretty good.
All right, I'm just a thought.
Świątek and Alcaraz were in the crowd, like fans. They had the shirts on, like everyone else,
paying homage.
Yeah, merci Rafa.
What's Novak gonna get? Where do you do the Novak celebration when he's done?
That's what I was. I actually was thinking about that while watching it as well. I don't. Is it Aussie though?
Aussie.
No.
I don't know. He's won it 10 times.
Aussie. He's got to fly all the way, like fly all the way down there. I know, but like, let's say he retires hypothetically at the end of the year. He's not going to fly all the way to Australia for a ceremony.
No, I think it's Wimby.
I was going to say the Belgrade.
In Belgrade, like a fair or a parade in Belgrade, probably.
A ticker tape parade.
But I guess they did do the, didn't they? I mean, they retired Roger at Wimby.
Not really. I mean, yes, a year later. I think something.
I don't know. That's a good question.
It's kind of a bummer, I think, in my mind, that Rafa's last ever match was in Malaga.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Davis Cup, and it was.
I mean, he lost first round to Zverev last year at the French Open.
Yep.
And everyone kind of thought it was his last French Open, but there wasn't – no one was 100% sure, right? And so I think it would have been great to see him actually, like, play and lose his final match on that court.
Could have done it the Olympics to Novak. I mean
– yes, you're right. Olympics to Novak, good point. Yeah, good point. Good point. Yeah, you're right. Good point about that. But wasn't at Roland Garros. I mean, was it the French Open, I should say. It was at Roland Garros, yeah.
All right, well, that's it for the first episode. You guys want to submit questions, go to nothingmajorshow.com. We've got the rest of the Gasquet interview coming out this Friday like normal. So big week for people. You guys are going to get a Tuesday show, a Thursday show, a Friday show, and a Saturday show. We're spoiling Nothing Major Nation this week with just so much good stuff. Quick update on the bracket. Stevie and myself both have 330 points. Jack Sock has 320 points. John Isner in last out of the four of us with 300 points. I don't know where we stand on overall standings. I don't have that in front of me.
It should be null and void. We're all horrible, by the way, because I'm 1350 out of 1400 or something, Charlie told me.
Dom has 490 points right now. He's in the lead, you know?
I'm telling you. I would have taken Ethan Quinn over Dimitrov if I knew that was the matchup.
I took qualifier 4 over qualifier 3, you know?
It's too early to panic. Too early to panic. All right. I got one more. This is big, guys. Listen up. Merch update. After months and months of trying to figure out how to sell merchandise, we've struggled with the retail part of this, right? We're idiots. We have merch, starting with the trucker hats. But the partnership is with Tennis Warehouse. You can find it at tenniswarehouse.com. You go there, you search Nothing Major. I'm sure that Tennis Warehouse got a little search bar up there, the little circle. You hit that, Nothing Major. You can get our trucker hats. Or you can go to our website, Nothing Major Show, and click the merch shop. So it's out. It's out. So go get some. I might go buy some right now. I don't even have a hat right now, so I need to go buy merch myself. But you want these hats like the one Stevie's wearing, like the one Jack's wearing. John, no, is that
it's
one?
It's a. All right. It's not. I. You know what? But, hold on, guys.
It's messy. Anyway, merch is out.
Always got, right beside me.
That's weird because Sam put it on there right a second ago.
Merch is out. Let's go get this merch. Tennis Warehouse. Go check it out. We'll see you guys in 2 days for a recap of round two at Roland Garros. See ya.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.